to summarize the information of the videos on the previous page, Thomas Edison isn't the one who discovered the light bulb, but he is instead the one who made it more reliable to use and much easier to use it in an actual home setting. He did make his own generator and way of transferring electricity, along with greatly improving the light bulb structure so that way it would function better. Now, there are two metal wires in a light bulb connected to the filament, and when the filament is exposed to electricity, which is the movement of electrons through a conducting object, it glows and heats up because of the friction inside of the object that is the filament. The metal prongs are often a more heat-resistant material. This is why they don't glow. And they're usually made up of materials like tungsten or molybdenum. And those are called lead-in wire or rods because they go into the light bulb to connect to the filament, which is the glowy bit. Now, the gas in a light bulb is often argon, halogen, or something similar. And this actually serves the purpose of not really allowing people to see a brighter light most of the time, but instead, its purpose is to help get rid of the air so that the light bulb doesn't actually explode. Because why they don't catch on fire is because there's no air in the light bulb to allow fire. And that's why we have the presence of gases.